everyone. This is Dr. Hoffman, and today we're going to talk about some immune system optimizing things you can do. So thing is I got this interesting email from my sister last night about a new allergy treatment that they use, instead of shots, they put sublingual drops underneath your tongue. Well, you can do it yourself. And she asked me if I'd heard of this or, well, let me just read the email here. It says, Steve, have you heard of anyone ever using sublingual immunotherapy to treat allergies? I have a friend who has done research on it for her boys who have allergies to wheat, dairy, and others, and she wanted me to ask you if you were familiar with it or have any comments towards its use. Susan. And here's my response. Hey, Susan, I don't have any direct experience since it's not considered natural, but after some research, it does seem like a better option than traveling to the EENT's office for shots all the time. That's the allergy doctor's place for shots. But the thing is, it's still an outside-in fix. That's important. This is still an outside-in fix. If you want the best inside-out fix to build your buffer against allergies and any other immune system imbalances, here they are, or six of them. Number one, balancing the omega-6 to omega-3 ratio. We use fish oil supplements, flax oil supplements, green food, and we cut out grain almost completely. Any grain you do eat, you sprout, and any nuts you eat, you sprout. So it starts breaking down the enzyme inhibitors. The omega-6 is inflammatory. The omega-3s are anti-inflammatory, so we want that conversion to happen. Number two, we eat lots of green and other colorful vegetables. These are full of flavonoids. Flavonoids block the inflammatory response. That's what allergies are. Okay, they also are antioxidants and help your body quench the free radical damage that happens whenever your immune system is fighting a bacteria or virus or whatnot. So omega-3s are good no matter what. If it's allergies, flu, cold, whatnot, you got to have more green food and colorful food for these flavonoids. Number three, no wheat, dairy, sugar, or any factory farm animal products, period. If you want to try and do this without having to use drugs, shots, all that kind of crazy stuff, get rid of wheat, get rid of dairy, get rid of sugar, and get rid of factory farm animal products. Now, if you do that, virtually all of your health problems will go away, but we all know this, but are we implementing? So we'll get to more about that. A quality probiotic supplement, and you got to be careful here. Probiotics are the good bacteria. You know, you may see people advertising yogurt's good for you because of the beneficial bacteria. Sometimes we need to high dose these good bugs to restore balance. But the problem is a lot of these products that you'll find in health food stores, grocery stores, Walmart, whatnot, they're usually, not all the time, but a lot of times they're not viable by the time you get them. They're dead. They are live bacteria, and they also have to be able to survive the acid in your stomach. They also have to be able to survive the bile acids that you produce from your liver and that comes through your gallbladder. They also have to pass adherence tests, meaning they can actually latch on to your intestinal tract and then start to grow. We want the new inhabitants. We don't want tourists coming through. Tourists waste our money down the toilet. Inhabitants, we get multiple return on investment. So quality. I use only Metagenics for this because of their strict adherence to quality control. That is, we use Ultraflora Plus as the main product, and then up or down from there depending on issues. Number five, body work to reduce the high tone physical stress and spinal congestion. I just had a woman come in. She came in for a trial we did for a new MyoBalance method, muscle balance method, where we release all the tense, tight muscles and then switch back on all the muscles that have gone to sleep on you. And just through doing, I think it was four weeks total, her allergies were so drastically diminished, she didn't even notice them. By this time of year, she's usually having all kinds of allergy symptoms. Now, she did continue to take her allergy meds, but even in past years, with her allergy meds, she still had significant problems. And this year, nothing. No hay fever, no nothing. We didn't do any nutritional stuff. All we did was physically release the stress in her body. So there's an amazing power just by releasing the physical stress. So body work has to be done. I'm a chiropractor. We did some chiropractic adjustments, but mostly we did releases of the muscles that tend to get tight with stress. And we released the spine and let her spine elongate again. And when the spine elongates and it all the joints are matched up where they're supposed to be, the nervous system can function like it's supposed to function, and your nervous system is your immune system, and that's very vital to understand. So you can definitely affect your immune system by affecting the position of your joints, your posture, all that stuff. So I just want to make that abundantly clear that that is an integral piece of the puzzle. Although nutrition is powerful, mind-body strategies are powerful, when you employ all three, mind, nutrition, and physical, you can have amazing results. Speaking of the mind, number six is make use of the huge body of knowledge that proves that your immune system is a direct reflection of your state of mind. This has been known since the 70s is when I've read about the psychoneuroimmunology started around in the 70s. And what this proves is they found that quieting the mind through meditation or just stopping all those crazy thoughts that are nonstop in your mind, by quieting the mind and going into a place where there are no worries, there are no fears, you just are quiet in the present moment, paying attention to your breath or doing repetitive prayers, whatever it is, finding peace and solitude in your mind has a direct and immediate impact on your function of your immune cells. This has been proven time and time and time again in hundreds of papers, so we have to take advantage of this. So one simple instruction you can do is basically just quieting that worried ego mind of yours and replacing it with just a feeling of gratitude in the present moment. And that's a surefire prescription for improved immune system function. So meditation, repetitive prayer, doing an meditation for 15 minutes, just going and don't do anything but focus on the sound and focus on your breath for 15 minutes. As soon as that other chatter comes into your peripheral vision or peripheral thought processes, just say, I see you, but not right now. Back to the the Lord is my shepherd, or whatever it is that you can say over and over and over again, where you actually quit thinking. When you can transcend the thinking mind, your immune system rises and becomes balanced again. So those are six excellent points. Please, please, please pass this information on. You don't have to live with allergies or be a slave to shots, nose drops, or antibiotics your whole life. You can do it from the inside out. These six steps should take care of at least 75% of all allergy problems, all chronic infections, all recurring infections. This will take care of at least 75%. I think I'm being very conservative when I say that. This is like your natural flu shot. You don't have to get the heavy dose of mercury, formaldehyde, aluminum, and whatever else they put in that stuff. I think they put some antibiotics in it. Anyway, you don't have to take that stuff. You can do it yourself. Your body is strong. Your body just needs to be in balance. It needs to have blockages removed. But you know what? It has to be implemented. And therein lies the rub. Oh, and last thing, I want to make sure that if you haven't ever used this, you understand what it is. The Clear Nasal Spray. It's a natural nasal spray. It's spelled X-C. I'm sorry, it's not even a C. It's X-L-E-A-R. Clear. The X stands for xylitol. Xylitol is a natural sugar that acts like a detergent in your nasal passages, in your nasal membranes. What this does, it kind of works like, you may have heard of using cranberry for urinary tract infections. The reason that works is the cranberry has this detergent effect, and so the bacteria, little E. coli, can't grab onto your urinary tract and take up hold. They slide right off, and every time you urinate, out into the toilet. Same thing with the Clear Nasal Spray. What I like to do, if I ever get a little congested, as I'll squirt two or three squirts up each nose, go into a downward-facing dog position, like a yoga pose, or just lay on my back with my head up for a minute or two, and it's amazing the release that you get from doing that. And you can do it, you can use it as many times as you want. It's not going to hurt you. It's just a little salt water and a natural sugar, so it's great. You can do it every hour, every 15 minutes if you want. It's great to break through big clogs. It also, you can use it prophylactically because it keeps the all the little boogers from grabbing on. Keeps the allergens from latching on and causing trouble. It keeps bacteria, fungus, all that kind of stuff from latching on. So use that. And I'm going to end with that. So this is Dr. Stephen Hoffman signing off. We'll see you soon. Stay healthy. Stay vertical. Bye-bye.